I want to do better. I cannot allow this to be my fate. And then extrinsically, you want to do the best you can because people will acknowledge you as being successful. Persons will come to you and admire your achievements, and they will help to motivate you to continue to achieve.
Or to achieve. Or to achieve.
Welcome to Born to Achieve podcast, the show that inspires and motivates you to unlock your full potential and achieve your goals. With your host, Warren Andrew Pinder. Let's get started on this week's episode of Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.
Today, we're going to talk about the science of motivation. Motivation is a complex and multifaceted concept that has been the subject of extensive research in various fields, including psychology, neurosciences, and sociology. Understanding the science of motivation involves exploring the underlying process, theories, and factors that can drive human behavior and decision-making. I thought that, you know, we'll get into this a little bit about some factual things that could get us to really understand. The persons have researched this before, and they know exactly what it is that makes us tick. They understand, and, you know, scientifically, there is research behind what we talk about and how we can tap into it, how we can read and learn and understand that we, all of us, have a brain. And unless we are just, something's wrong with our brain, we have the ability to act upon things that trigger our brain in motivating us to achieve what it is that we want. The definition of motivation is the internal or external drive that initiates, guides, and sustains goal-directed behavior. It pushes individuals to take action, work toward goals, and persist in their efforts. Theories of motivation is one that the Maslow hierarchy of needs, right? In doing so, Abraham Maslow theory suggests that individuals are motivated by hierarchy of needs, starting with basic psychological needs like food and shelter, and progressing to higher level needs such as self-esteem and self-actuation. We, just by existing, Maslow had understood that we have the basic needs that will trigger us, that this could, you know, it begins, our motivation process begins by just understanding that, boy, we have to obtain a shelter, food, you know, and feel the need to be a part of. So getting to understanding this is something that, you know, he spoke about self-determination theories. And these persist that people are driven by intrinsic motivation, doing something for its inherent satisfaction, and extrinsic motivation. This is doing something for external rewards to avoid punishment. Then we have expectancy theories. This theory argues that motivation is influenced by an individual's benefit about the relationship between effort and performance. Performance and outcomes and the value of those outcomes. Neuroscience of motivation. Neuroscientists have studied that the brain mechanisms involved in motivation, the brain rewards system, which includes structures like the ventral tegmental area and the nucleus accumbens, is crucial in regulating motivation. Dopamine, a neurotransmitter, is closely associated with the brain's reward system and is often linked to feelings and pleasure and inspiration. So what is it? What the intrinsic versus the extrinsic motivation says that intrinsic motivation is driven by internal factors, such as personal interest or a sense of accomplishments, while extrinsic motivation is caused by External factors such as rewards, praise, or avoiding punishment. The balance between these two types of motivation can significantly impact an individual's behavior. So from the intrinsic, you know, it's driven from what you desire deep down within you, that's feelings. And the extrinsic is that of you being rewarded or punished for something. So you're motivated to not do something or to do something because of from the external factor. Genetics, hormones, and brain chemistry can influence an individual's baseline levels of motivation. You can just have it. Actually, you're motivated from your genes. Beliefs, values, self-esteem, and self-efficiency all influence motivation. Social support, culture, and the surrounding environment can impact an individual's motivation as well. Understanding motivation is crucial in the workplace context. Concepts like job satisfaction, performance incentives, and leadership styles are relevant to employees' motivation. All this can affect how we are motivated to perform, how we are motivated to be our best in achieving what it is we set out to do. Motivation can influence health-related behaviors, such as exercise, diet, and adherence to medical treatment. And then setting clear and achievable goals is often a key driver of motivation. You know, the SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound goal-setting framework is commonly used to enhance stimulation. These are all scientific, researched theories that I'm sharing. Motivation is also crucial in the contents of behavioral change. The stages of change model outlines various stages individuals go through when attempting to make a significant change in their lives. And motivation plays a crucial role in progressing through these changes, stages. So the intrinsic, you digging down deep within to understand, and you are something that really touched you so hard that you looking around you and understanding and seeing everyone around you. You have to go to school in old shoes, or you have to go to school hungry, or you've seen abuse around you. Intrinsically, you are faced with nightmares of suffering that you dug within to utilize what you have in your brain, what you were given to motivate you to not want to go through that again. To want to be better, to want to rise above all of that experience. Intrinsically, you have made up your mind that I cannot take it any longer, that I am going to better myself regardless. I am going to make something of myself. I am going to motivate myself from having to think about my condition, my present condition. I am going to find within myself the will to overcome, to rise, and to achieve better for myself. Because I am a product of my environment, my present situation. I want to do better. I cannot allow this to be my fate. And then extrinsically, you want to do the best you can because people will acknowledge you as being successful. Persons will come to you and admire your achievements, and they will help to motivate you to continue to achieve.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Man, written by Warren Andrew Pinder and Dominique Bradford. This book passionately focuses on the challenges women have been made to go through and how to overcome them. In some cultures, being a woman disadvantages the girl child. This book carefully exposes the hurdles you might face. This masterpiece is the ultimate self-help guide for women. It reveals your true purpose and identity. Get your copy today. Available from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
you will work toward staying on the right path, staying out of trouble, because extrinsically, you know the consequences if you did not stay on the right path. These are the two things that help us when we speak about it, that triggers our brain to keep us motivated, that we have to be specific about what it is in setting the goals. When we speak about SMART theory, after being specific and understanding exactly where it is we want to go and what our goals are, we have to find a way to measure our achievements. We have to find a way that we are working toward achievable goals that are measurable and relevant to our situation and in a specific time. We have to take that theory and run with it, understanding that the factor in learning is always important. Understanding that we are leaders. We are born to be leaders. We are born to be great. And if it means that not everyone will be to your level, but a great leader helps persons to rise, helps persons to rise from where they are. You motivate someone by you being the motivator. You will find that you become motivated in seeing the fruit of your labor. We don't live in a box. We have persons from all demographics, all stratas of life involved with us daily. But we can motivate others by what we personify. Our smile, our pleasantry, in greeting, our work ethics. These are the things that we can contribute. We could be an extrinsic factor to persons. At the same time, feeling the happiness and the joy of seeing someone achieve what it is because we had a little something to do about it. In summary, the science of motivation is a broad and interdisciplinary field that encompasses psychological and neurological, sociological, and environmental factors. Motivation is essential for a wide range of applications, from personal development and education to business and healthcare. You know, I really hope that just try to help you a bit to let you know that there's a science behind it. And then there's so much you can read and share about some of these topics that you can learn. The basic Maslow's hierarchy of needs. These are things that we begin to understand why we do what we do. Why we say what we say. You know, the self-determination theories. Doing something for an inherent satisfaction. But doing something externally to reward what you know coming if you're not right. So this is only like to get us to understand that our brain is just phenomenal. We can be triggered, but we have to be prepared and we have to plan and we have to take what we to go in and learn. It's not just listening. You have to go for yourself and do some research. You know, learn about genetics of your brain, if that's what it is. Then, you know, that determines whether, you know, I naturally have it or I got to go work harder. You know, believing in the psychological factors that may affect your self-esteem, values, you know, and beliefs. And then knowing that, yeah, you could seriously be affected socially by your environmental factor. Learning to uplift persons will only help you to be uplifted with joy and happiness and satisfaction. These are some things that you gotta look, you have to take consideration. Really, it's a little deeper, you know, but this is just how it is that even in seeking to be great, to achieve what it is that you want, others before you have done research and have come up with a science that we must understand how our molecular brain, how it works, and how we are motivated from within or from without. Once we tune into this and we become aware of these factors, we can push toward, you know, we can push the triggers. We realize them and recognize exactly what they are and what it takes to achieve the greatness that you were born to.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve.
We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and motivating.
Born to Achieve.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Stay focused on your goals, and we'll see you on the next episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.